Well, Doug Warren said that a lot of interesting things happen in game ones of seasons, Jared Robinson, and that's certainly the case here tonight. It's about 9:12 p.m. Central Time, and here we are waiting, awaiting kickoff after a lightning delay as the Wimberley Texans run onto the field. Finally, we're going to have some football here at Texan Stadium. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. It took a while, but now we're ready for some football. Jared, got the band cranking up, and it's going to be a late night tonight. But certainly we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You get these guys out here and, you know, running through that helmet after all this time, getting in there, getting those young kids out there. You see all these young kids. Wimberley has got a tradition that they let some of these young kids run out in front of them and lead them, and momentum and everything's on your side right now. Your emotions are high and ready for the first game of the year.
And they got them out here. They had a little bit more than 2 hours, about 2 hours, I guess, that they were having to go inside and sit down. I'm sure they stretched, and they probably got on the walking machine. You get on there, and you plug it in, and you walk around, and you exercise, that whole thing. At any rate, you're not helping me out here, Jared. See, neither Jared and I get on one of these things at all. Treadmill, that's what it is.
There it is.
I guess you could tell now that we're not in the tip-top physical condition. We don't even know what a treadmill is. But at any rate, we had talked earlier during one of our updates about how hard it would be to bounce back psychologically from going in there and sitting down for a couple of hours. Soon, we're going to find out as we prepare for the coin toss. It looks like Davin Masur, the quarterback, will go out as a captain for Wimberley. Colby Crowder also stepping out there. Lucas Snow, the senior offensive lineman, will be a captain here tonight along with Ben Garza, the outstanding linebacker. I'm going to have to get used to this now. Ben has been number 52 the last couple of years. He's number 25 as a senior, and we will certainly call his name many, many times here tonight, that is for sure. For Lavernia, it looks like Zach Ruiz. Is that Zach Ruiz? No. Yeah, Zach Ruiz, and also it is going to be Garrett Spencer, their quarterback, who will come out for the coin toss. Wimberley, blue helmets, blue tops, blue pants, and Lavernia, white with blue trim, white on white with blue trim here tonight. Great having you along on WimberleyRadio.org. And also, if you're here in the stands or you're headed to the game here late, keep in mind you can check us out at 104.1 here at the stadium here tonight. Great weather. Actually, we had the lightning delay, but we didn't have any rain at all, and not a drop. It looks like Lavernia has won the toss here tonight, as the officials are talking to both captains on the field. Of course, stay with us at halftime, too. We'll let you have enjoy some of these bands. It's going to be curious how they handle halftime here tonight. It may be an abbreviated halftime. Who knows, now that we're getting started almost 2 hours late. Lavernia will receive the kickoff. They're going to move left to right on your computer screen in your mind tonight. And so we'll get our first look at the Lavernia offense. You ready, Jared? You fired up?
I'm telling you what, it's time for 2016 football to begin right here. We got a lot of guys to watch. Got going to be some great football play tonight, that's for sure.
Also, a reminder, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. And the teams are now going to get ready for our national anthem. We'll throw it down the field so you can enjoy that as well. Thank you. Nice job, per usual, by that Wimberley marching band. We've got a lot of fans in the stands. You think with a two-hour delay, a lot of them might have gone to the house for good, and some of them may very well have done that, but not very many, Jared. It looks like we got plenty of folks on both sides of the field here tonight.
Yeah, I walked outside a couple times during the lightning delay, and in fact walked out to the parking lot at one point, and it looked very similar to a NASCAR event. Everybody camped out under anything that was shade or this or that earlier in the day, and then they got under some of the school pavilions and things over there, but doesn't seem like anybody left as you look down here. I mean, you got the students standing on the fence line as usual. You got the parents in the stands, and Lavernia's side, obviously still a lot of people there as well.
Texans, again, will kick things off, but because of the reflection, I'm trying to see a flagpole to see if we've got any wind at all. We certainly didn't earlier tonight. We didn't have much, and there's not a whole lot of wind at all here tonight. Very humid night, to say the very least. Jared's over there sweating through his shirt there, Jared.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of muggy, a little bit of stickiness in here. And, I'm not the smallest guy in the entire world, but, it's a...
You're tiny. Come on now. You're diminutive.
You know what? It's a great night for football either way. The lights are on. We're in Wimberley, Texas. What can be better?
Well, here we go. Curtis Bingle is going to kick things off. Thrilled that you've joined us. Hang out with us for the next 3 months or so. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken at about the 15, moving left, and finally brought down at the 37-yard line. That was a pretty good run back. And that's where Lavernia will take over. First and 10, Lavernia with the ball at their own 37-yard line.
And first time for the Wimberley defense to step up in 2016. Those we talked about it earlier. Some of those guys that were backups or maybe JV guys last year. Right now, everything's come to this point.
Garrett Spencer, the Lavernia quarterback. His main running back is Wyatt Cowsert. Pitch right to the 40. It is Cowsert, and a nice little pickup of about 5, maybe 6 yards out to the 43-yard line. It'll be second down and 4.
Yeah, first play of the game right there. You got big 78 Ian Burnett coming back across and, just kind of swallows him up, gets him. Look to see a lot for that this year.
Ian, of course, plays offense as well, and he's a big young man. They don't list weights on the roster for Wimberley, but believe me, he's a big guy. Pitch right to Cowsert. Might be the same play. He gets to the 45. Gang tackle. The ball came out. Let's see who's got it. Ball. Wimberley says they've got it, and they do.
Looks like number 7, Colby Crowder, got below him, got his head down, and knocked the ball out, picks it up, recovers it. Wimberley takes some football, 45-yard line.
Turnover already by Lavernia, so the Texans get the first break of the game. I didn't see the ball squirt out, but everybody started jumping around. They're going to spot it at the Lavernia 46-yard line. So there you go. Texans with the first big break of the season.
Yeah, Colby was one of the guys that Coach Warren highlighted in the interview before the game, and again kept his shoulders low, got his head underneath the ball, punched it out, and was actually able to recover it as well.
It's going to be Davin Masur at quarterback here tonight. Probably going to see JoJo Weeks as well. Familiar Wimberley spread offense. Masur from the shotgun. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Now he's in trouble. He's going to be sacked way back at the Wimberley 43-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 11.
Yeah, and he was looking for Colby right there. Colby's kind of got his hands out, but double covered by the DBs of Lavernia right there. Just didn't have an option. Probably a pretty good move right there by Davin pulling it down and not risking a throw first play of the game.
And, Jared, I was looking at their roster prior to the game. They got some big kids up front, does Lavernia, and the Texans are definitely going to have a weight disadvantage here tonight.
Yeah, 4-3 defense, and they do. You're right. They've got some big boys up there.
Second down and 21. Here's Masur. Flips it over the middle. It's caught and complete out to the 50-yard line. Trying to see if that was Crowder who caught it over the middle. No, it was not Crowder. It was Cody Charrington with a catch. Nice pickup. And that's about 8 yards, so it'll be third down and 13 now for the Texans.
And a good play right there, just kind of bringing a slant. High percentage throw right there by Davin, getting the ball out of his hands quick. And again, like you said, 8 yard gain, that's a big plus.
Boy, he got that out there in a hurry too, Jared. He looked good on that throw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guy Kiparos now in the backfield. Masur rolls right, throws right, got a man deep, but incomplete.
We got a flag in the backfield.
See what the flag's all about. Masur had to get rid of that. He had good pressure that time, Jared. It looks like Lavernia is doing a good job up front getting pressure on the Wimberley quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be a chop block or what it's going to be. There was a lot of action moving to the right as Davin rolled on, and we'll see what this is. Looks like a holding.
Yes, and they're going to decline it, and so the Texans will punt the football away. It's going to be Wyatt Mann who is punting and deep to receive. We don't have a number two on the roster. I think it's Zach Ruiz. He's going to be standing at his own 10-yard line. Mann takes the snap and gets the punt away. It's low and end over end. It bounces at the 19, taken at the 10 dangerously by Ruiz. He returns it about 3 yards before he's gobbled up. So the Texans have the field advantage, position advantage, as Lavernia will take over at the 13-yard line.
Good coverage as well right there. You know, punts, they can be such big plays for sometimes, but you get there, you get them, wrap him up, bring him down. Long field for Lavernia right off the bat.
Spencer again, the quarterback. We'll see Wyatt Couser to see how he responds. Put the ball on the ground on his second carry of the season a couple of minutes ago. He's going to get the handoff off right tackle. Texans defense all over him. In fact, they lost a yard to the 12. It'll be second down and 11. He had no room to run.
That's the epitome of team defense right there. You got 5-6 guys just swarming in there. No place for him to go. 1 yard loss.
So far, these defensive lines look pretty good, Jared. They're getting penetration on the O lines on both sides.
And like you said earlier, just big guys. You look at both offensive and defensive lines for both teams. You know, these high school kids just keep bigger and bigger.
Spencer now under center, split backfield. Long count, pitch left to Couser, looking for running room, breaks a tackle, gets it to the 15. That's a pickup of 3, and it'll be third and long. Third down and about 8 now for Lavernia.
Good play by Cade Morris right there, 63, turning him back up into the middle. Those linebackers come in, shoot the gaps, and get him, stopping for 3 yard gain, third and long.
You don't think they were going to give the ball to Couser a whole lot this season, do you? I think he's got 4 carries already. We're just underway here in the first quarter.
Yeah, it certainly appears that he's going to be the workhorse for them.
No score, by the way. First quarter, 8.5 minutes left to play. Just underway from Wimberley after a 2-hour lightning delay. Third down and 8 now. See if the Texans can keep Lavernia backed up. Back to throw, and stepping up is Spencer. He's going to run it. He's got all kinds of running room. 25, 30, right sideline, 35. Skips out of bounds at the 39-yard line. A big, big gainer. And Lavernia has a first down and 10.
You know, the longer that a quarterback can keep the play going, the more options that he's got. Those defensive backs are floating back with the receivers. 17, Samuel Valdez comes up and pushes him out of bounds, but a big gain right there.
The pocket just kind of opened up for him, Jared. They did a good job blocking for him, but Texans got some penetration, and he was just able to run up under that penetration and get big yardage out to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, mobile quarterback, big benefit whenever they do that. They can extend plays.
So first down and 10 now for the Bears at the 39. Pitch left to Couser. Breaks it inside. Gets to the 42-yard line. A gain of 3. Clearly, Doug Warren's defense, Jared, knows that Couser is going to get the ball a lot. They got 2 or 3 guys on him every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, I would imagine that during the week they probably did a little bit of scouting, figured out what they were going to do, and they're definitely assigning some linebackers and probably one of the free safety, strong safeties up there. Good job right there.
Second down and 8 now for the Bears. Clearly a run-oriented offensive team here for Lavernia. Turn, and they give it to the fullback, who picks up a yard right up the middle. That's Parker Beck, the junior, 5'9", 170.
And that's something you're going to see a lot right there, number 25. Like you said, a little confusing. 52 last year, Ben Garza, 25. Fullback decided that he was going to go up the middle. Ben Garza said, not in my house, you're not going to.
Garza's so much fun to watch. He is sideline to sideline. He's not that big, but he's certainly got some feistiness in him, and he's fun to watch. Third down and 7 now. Texans again have Lavernia in third and long. Back to throw. Spencer looking deep, looking right, but he underthrew it badly. Incomplete, but well covered in the secondary, Jared. I don't think he was going to have any chance at completing that one.
Yeah, and once again, Kobe Crowder's out there. He's a, you know, one of the standouts. We've talked about it. We've talked about a big play that he made once already. He's going to continue this year to make some dynamic plays at wide receiver, but his defense is really a strong point for him as well. He's going to drop back here to return the punts, and just good coverage right there. No chance to catch the ball.
Certainly is. He's going to stand at about his 25-yard line as Derek Barnhart punched the ball away for Laverne. A good snap. And the left footer gets a line drive to the 28-yard line. Big return, 25-30. Look out, it's Crowder out to the 45. Stretch it to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, good return. Decided to take it right back up the middle. Coach Warren said it earlier today. He's real shifty, shifty on his feet. You know, kind of reminds you of a slot wide receiver in some of the NFL games and just a good player.
Boy, and he did a good job of getting north and south on that punt return quickly, didn't he?
Absolutely. His first two steps are really his best two, and once he gets going, it's hard to catch him.
Your first two steps are your best two steps too, Jarek.
Yeah, my first two steps, you know, they're not as quick as they – well, they were never quick, but that's okay.
Quick as they need to be.
That's right.
Masur now, shotgun. He's got wide receivers all over the place. Standing at his own 40. First down and 10 from the 46. Give up the middle and wiped out in the backfield is Guy Kipperus. And he lost a couple of yards, Jared. It'll be second down and 12.
Yeah, and he's one of those young men that we were talking about earlier, a sophomore coming in, starting probably his first game at varsity. And, you know, emotions going a little bit, probably a little bit nervous about it, but, you know, got the first one out of the way.
And Kipperus, by the way, spells his name K-Y-P-U-R-O-S. I assume that's Greek. Jared is our
you got me beat on that one.
Linguist in our press box here tonight. Masur goes right, and now a little shovel pass inside to Kobe Crowder. Not any running room at all. They didn't trick Laverne on that one. No gain. It'll be third and 12.
And I expect them to do some things like that. You know, obviously, if you've got a sophomore running back, a little bit of nerves, and you got a playmaker like Colby sitting out there, you know, shake it up a little bit. Bring him on an inside little pitch and see what he can do. Laverne was ready for it.
Yeah, Crowder's going to be all over the place, isn't he? He's going to be kind of a McCaffrey-type ball player. I can see that already for Wimberley this year. Masur now looking left, throwing left. Left sideline and incomplete. A lot of contact along the sideline, but no flags. Gavin Martinez, the receiver for Wimberley.
Yeah, Gavin trying to get the outside on him. Good coverage there by Laverne, though, just kind of keeping him at bay, and Davin threw it up there. Hopefully Gavin could get under it and just couldn't make it back.
Wyatt Mann's going to punt it to Zach Ruiz again. So far, the defenses have carried the day, 5:20. Left to play in the first quarter. No score. Here's Mann's punt. It's high, not particularly long. It bounces at the 30. Takes a great Wimberley bounce. Rolls all the way inside the 15, inside the 10, inside the 5, and down to the 4-yard line is the punt by Wyatt Mann. Not bad.
Yeah, good punt again. I mean, again, pinning them deep. 5-6-yard line right there. 4-yard line, actually.
And you probably know this, or maybe you don't, Jared. My son, of course, does ball boy stuff. He's out there on the sidelines all the time. He says this is new turf. Did they put new turf? Is that part of their renovation here?
Yeah, they did. They went back in, and they put in an additional, I believe it was, I was talking to the superintendent, Mr. York, and I believe they put in 2 inches of additional foam for some concussion protocol things.
How about that? Well, it was very soft before the game, and boy, it bounced around like a Super Bowl there. Here is the give to Kousert, I believe. He gets it out to the 7-yard line. Only a gain of 3, though. It'll be second down and 7. So far, Wimberley defense very impressive here early, Jared.
Yep, good play right there. Again, 3 guys, you know, grab onto him. Ben Garza comes in, cleans it up right there. Short gain.
Again, the clock at 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. We've had a 2-hour lightning delay, so stay with us here at WimberleyRadio.org. We're going to carry this one into the midnight hour possibly here tonight, 11:30 or so. It's going to be a late night. Pitch right. It's Kousert looking for running room, but swarmed under at about the 12-yard line is the running back after a hard-earned 4 yards, but it's going to be third down now and 2, still short of the first down.
Yeah, third and 3, third and 2 right here left, but you know, 3 1/3 yard is all you need on every single run. They've done a good job this one. Wimberley stopped them. Big third down right here. Again, flip the field for Wimberley. They're going to get a short field if they can stop them.
Texans look like they're really piling the box full of a lot of folks, Jared. They expect run a lot more than they expect pass, don't they?
Yes, they do, absolutely.
Spencer, the quarterback now, big play, third down and two now from his own 12-yard line. Lavernia and Wimberly, no score. Pitch right, Kouser cuts it inside. He gets near a first down, near the 14-yard line. And in fact, they're going to put it at the 14, and we'll see. They're going to measure this. No, they're going to go ahead and call it first down. Well, he didn't have any running room at all, though, Jared. The Texans are doing a good job against him tonight.
Yeah, they're going to continue. Again, I think you said it earlier. They've game planned for him. He struggled enough, got the first down there. 14-yard line still. Wimberly Texans defense looking real stout right now.
First down and 10, Lavernia. Ball at the 14-yard line. Spencer again under center. Again, he gives it to Kouser. Left side this time. And he is brought down at the 14-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe give him a yard. Let's see where they spot it. Now they're going to back him up. He loses a yard back to the 13. Second down and 11. It's been second down and long for Lavernia's offense all first quarter here, Jared.
Yep, and, pluses and minus. Your defense is out there for more plays. You got a lot of these guys that are, playing both ways, but at the same time, you like what you're seeing from your defense if you're Coach Doug Warren right now, making them play those third and longs.
Two tight ends. They're going to turn and give it to the fullback. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. That's Parker Beck again. No running room whatsoever. Third and 11.
Yep, we just said it a minute ago. Third and longs. If you're the defense, that's a bonus every single time. We've seen what their passing game kind of struggled a little bit the last time we saw it. If you're Wimberly right now, you got to know that they're going to try to put the ball in the air, put another defensive back there, and maybe make a big play off of it right here.
Folks, FYI, we're looking for fall interns. If you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information, 512-965-9969. Turn to give to the fullback. Right up the middle, a quick hitter. Looked like it was going to pop there, but it is swarmed under after a pickup of four. That's back again, and Lavernia will have to punt.
Yeah, excellent play. Sean Rayburn, number six right there, stayed at home, didn't go for the the fakes, didn't go for the idea of the pass right there. Stayed home, put his helmet right between the guy's numbers and took him down.
Derek Barnhart now punting again for Lavernia. Crowder standing at the Lavernia 46-yard line. Gets the punt away. It's high, but very, very short. Taken by a Wimberly up man who gets it back to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, you got Sean Raymer caught it.
Sean Rayburn.
Snagged it right out of the air and really ended up being about a three-yard transition right there in between the Texans and the Lavernia Bears. So big play right here. You got the Wimberlys on the 22nd or 22-yard line. Big chance for a score.
Texans now knocking at the door. They're going to spot it at the 22-yard line. First down and 10 as Doug Warren has his offense gather on the sideline and jog back onto the field.
And it looks like we got number 16. Looks like JoJo Weeks
is going to come in. Yep. He is going to come in at quarterback. Both JoJo and Davin got playing time last year, so probably going to see both of these guys. JoJo at live arm. First and 10 at the 22-yard line. Turns and gives it up the middle and to the 20-yard line. Goes the running back. That's Kipperus again. And a pickup of two, second down and eight.
Yeah, and you're going to see the, last couple drives here, the Texans have tried to run it to first down, really see if they can start developing. They've only got, I think, three rushes on the night, one of those to Colby Crowder up the middle, which was kind of a shovel pass more than a run itself. But, try to establish the run a little bit, maybe open up some of the outside for JoJo and Davin.
Second down and eight. We're inside of a minute left to play in the first quarter. Quick moving first quarter here. Two running-oriented teams. Here's JoJo Weeks looking. He's got time. Now running out of time. He's going to run it. He's got the 15, 10, 5. JoJo Weeks, end zone. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown, JoJo Weeks. 20-yard scramble, Jared, for a touchdown. Nice job by the quarterback. Texans lead it.